Hey.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 16th day of September 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. By the way, I'm going to be on KLBJ 93.7 for 2 hours tomorrow morning with Dudley and Bob. Look forward to doing that for local listeners in Austin, Texas. They're listening to us on our flagship station, News Radio 590 KLBJ. I want to say hi to all the stations across the country picking up the broadcast, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. The websites are jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.com. Well, today is no different. If you're looking for the information war, you have found the very front line, the tip of the spear. We're here defending this constitutional republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Both parties are bought and paid for by international interest and are literally destroying the very fabric, the currency, the sovereignty, the borders of this country, and we're defending it from all the fake liberals and all of the fake conservatives who are really there bought and paid for to toe the party line, the status quo, which is the destruction of our beloved United States. Here is the news in front of me, top stories, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 6 years, they have tried every year to pass draconian total amnesty legislation. And now we have discovered that they have come back with a vengeance and have tagged it on, scheduled to be voting on it early this week. In fact, as early as tomorrow, the 2008 defense spending package. This is unbelievable news. Total, complete, absolute amnesty. We'll be going over it. And this time you don't hear talk radio abuzz with this information. In fact, very little is being said about it. It's called the Dream Act, kind of like they called the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, it was the opposite of patriotism. It was the opposite of a free society. Well, this is called the Dream Act. We'll be telling you about that today. Senate to consider secret open borders Dream Act. And we'll be going over that report for you today. Also, a month ago, there were runs on U.S. banks. Runs on several different banks countrywide, leading that problem, starting that escalating problem. The Federal Reserve has put in more than $250 billion in an attempt to bail out U.S. mortgage banks and different funds that have been investing in the mortgage bundles and bundling that with other derivatives and other paper assets that have been fully leveraged. Well, now it's been runs on the British bank, where they have a strong pound, but they're so heavily invested in different U.S. assets that first there were runs on Countrywide, then 3 weeks ago runs on French banks, and now runs on British banks. Here are the headlines. Run on the bank. That's the Times of London. Here's CTV out of Canada. Mortgage fears drive run on British bank. Here's another reporter, London Observer. Fears grow for British economy as panic over Northern Rock spreads, the fifth largest bank in England. Associated Press today, fears spread among UK bank customers to other banks. Another report here out of This is Scotland. The day the panic came to High Street, that means the big banking district, the city of London within London. And in other economic news we'll be covering, oil industry is sleepwalking into crisis, says the head of Dutch Royal Shell, with the oil prices now over $80 a barrel. So we will continue to cover that information later in the broadcast. Getting into the war news stack, again, just a prelude of what's coming up, Alan Greenspan claims Iraq war was really for oil. Alan Greenspan is a liar, and we'll tell you why. Oh, oil is a small part of it, but to say that it's oil or to say Bush ran it all, this is what we predicted. We said when they start dumping all the sins onto Bush, their little puppet, you know we're in deep trouble. So the establishment is definitely hanging Bush out to dry with this. All the other signs were preparatory and only signposts towards this. When the grand poobah, Alan Greenspan, makes this statement, you know we're in for very serious times. That is just some of the news that we have here on the war front. Proxy war could soon turn to direct conflict, analysts warn. U.S. strikes on Iran predicted as tensions rise over arms smuggling and nuclear fears. And now they're claiming that week and a half ago bombing 30 miles inside Syria by Israeli warplanes was of some type of nuclear weapons fuel cache that had been delivered by North Korea. So we will walk through all of that today. Again, we've got the banking run news. That's when people line up to get their money out. Oh, by the way, they wouldn't give it to them. I forgot that part. That's computer glitches nationwide stop people from being able to get their money out. If you believe that, I got a bridge. I'll sell you on the surface of the sun. Just give me a call after the show. It's only $1 million. I'm selling oceanfront property on the surface of the sun and the moon while we're at it, and Pluto if you want to throw in a little extra cash. Kind of like that International Star Registry. I'll sell you the stars. I mean, you know, come on. We've got the war drums beating louder than ever. It looks like they're giving the green light to go ahead and start the war there. The top news today is they're back with total amnesty, and we'll walk through that news. And in the second hour, Terry Melton, who I've gotten to know over the last few years, he's done some camera work for us several times. In fact, you'll see some of his work in Endgame at the very end of the film when I'm bullhorning the governor's mansion. He moved out shortly after. Probably has another residence now. I'm bullhorning his mansion at about 10:30 at night just a few months ago for his treasonous activity going to the Bilderberg Group meeting to sell out Texas sovereignty on our border and our infrastructure, water, coal plants, and roads to the foreign banks like Centra of Spain. That's Terry's work there. Terry had several times gone up to cover the Brown situation in New Hampshire right outside Plainfield. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's made national headlines on Fox and CNN, and, of course, Coast to Coast AM has covered it. We've covered it here. We've had the Browns on several times. The Fed said they haven't paid their income tax, and so they're going to come in and arrest them. The Browns are saying they're not going to go without a fight. And it's escalated to Homeland Security helicopters flying over the property. The press has been stopped from going in there now this weekend. That's been in the news. Four men who were accused of aiding and abetting the Browns, who'd been on the property and done some shopping and things for them, were arrested last Wednesday afternoon. And amongst them was Terry Melton. Now, he wasn't indicted. It was four men arrested and indicted. Terry was visiting with one of the men, Danny Riley, who we've interviewed here as well, was making a documentary film about the Browns and was in New York about to go with Danny out to the property when they got raided. And the story is what the marshal said to him, what they did to him. You would expect this out of The Sopranos. You would expect this out of Scarface. But you would not expect this out of the good old U.S. of A. So it's a nice window into the secret police here in the U.S. And I would add, in the past amnesty bill and the new one, I'm looking at the subsection right here, the illegal aliens are given total tax amnesty and a felony aggravated assault, arson, and child molestation. It's actually all in here. They're given total blank. Amnesty isn't even the word. This is a presidential pardon, congressional pardon. Not U.S. citizens, though. We're the cattle. We're the hogs, the Christmas hogs to be hung up and bled. We've been bred and trained to be slaves that think we're free. And we've got to be taught who the boss is. So we'll get into that for about 30 minutes in the next hour as well. It's absolutely, totally jam-packed. We'll cover the high treason, the attempt to legalize 30-plus million illegal aliens and their entire families. They're back again when we return. PrisonPlanet.com.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas, September 14, 2007.
Gold, 7-11, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03 for quarter. That's $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with a sleight of hand and incremental implementation. Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Well, last week, 100, and that's just a start in the first 6 months, and it's unlimited, Mexican trucking firms are allowed to drive unhindered anywhere in the lower 48. And on top of that, they're given, each time they come in, a six-month unlimited visa. And on top of that, they're under Homeland Security and the NAFTA agreement, and so they don't have to pull off onto the scales where the state police, and everybody knows this, feeds on them and gives them massive tickets and fines. I know truck drivers right here in Austin, Texas, some of them I've known 12-plus years, who have brand-new nice trucks, and the police will stop them. They will literally wipe their finger on the tailgate, and they call that leakage or spillage, and give them huge tickets, not if you are from Mexico, baby. This is the New World Order. It's all about unfair trade practices. But that's only the beginning. They're building a port that is almost twice the size of the port of Houston, the biggest port in the U.S., right now on the Pacific side. They want to use U.S. taxpayer funds, this is all public, to build the Napa Superhighways, to bring all these goods in. They're going to fund it with tolls on existing roads. This is all public, that we're going to pay for our own destruction. Now, I thought I'd just add that little caveat to what North American Union Living is all about. This is from Free Market News. I also have JBS. I also have Associated Press, and I have the Heritage Foundation, as well as Wikipedia, this time their entry on this is accurate. And I've gone and read the bill for myself. This is high treason. Now, the census 6 years ago said that there were 14 million illegal aliens, 7 years ago in 2000. Now, that's just who they were able to get to answer the census. The federal government and other agencies have said they believe it's more close to 25 to 30 million, and that number's 2 years old. If 3 million illegal aliens get in illegally each year, according to Homeland Security, another 900-plus thousand are brought in legally. That's 3.9 million a year. And so, yes, in the last six-plus years, we're talking well over 30 million illegal aliens in the country. Under this bill, Senate Amendment 2237 to the Defense Authorization Act of 2008. They funded in 2007 for 2008. Last year, they funded the end of the Republic, the end of states' rights. It openly says for revolts, for martial law, that the president is above the governors. It preemptively made him dictator. Then earlier this year, May 9th, Presidential Decision Directive 51, the president came out and said that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government now. He is above them. And then 3 weeks ago, or is it 4 weeks ago now, at the Security and Prosperity Partnership Third Summit up in Canada and Montebello, and this is public, they released this, the United Nations is over Homeland Security. And so first the president unlawfully, treasonously, takes the authority away from Congress during continuity of government, a power he doesn't have, but they're following orders, they did it. Just like Hitler didn't have the power to announce himself dictator, but it happened. Now it's not just the president is above the law, now he's given it over to United Nations control. So the treason just continues. Now, for the last six-plus years, President Bush, every year, has brought in legislation for total amnesty. Now, 3 months ago, they lied and said it's not amnesty, but for the first time in U.S. history, a mainline bill is secret. No one can see the Senate bill. Then Senator Sessions and one other Republican senator did the right thing and released the bill, and they got in trouble for it. But they said, look, I'm releasing the bill. We got the bill, and it was worse than any amnesty previously seen. Anyone who had ever been here, even if they were a convicted, aggravated felon, we don't mean some nonviolent white collar. I mean, it listed child molestation, arson, armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. I challenge police listing, if you don't believe this, to go read the bill. I challenge them. It was all over the news. You cannot make this up. There were, what, the 20... smoking guns is what Senator Sessions called it of the bill. Just type in Senator Sessions 20 loopholes, and later he said smoking guns in the article he wrote, and he gave each subsection. That's the best roadmap. And then I found stuff that he didn't even find, and other people found stuff I didn't find. I mean, it was hundreds of pages long. You cannot, it's so bad, you cannot even believe it. Reality is much worse than fiction. So first they say it's not amnesty, and then it's true. It wasn't just amnesty. It was total, complete capitulation. It allowed them to bring in 12 family members. Their first visit, they were given Social Security cards under the bill and completely legalized. Well, guess what? That was narrowly defeated. And what have they done? They quietly, last week, and I would have been on this earlier in the week, but I was in New York till Wednesday, So I just learned about this on Friday. They introduced 2237, Senate Amendment 2237, to the bill sponsored by Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, a treasonous traitor, into the, quote, Dream Act, which would grant amnesty to illegal aliens. And then they go through the subsections. I spent 2 hours Friday, another hour today, reading and checking the claims of this Free Market News article, Free Market News Network, and it's actually worse than what they say. And it is the same thing, but with one little added. In the earlier bill, they said, well, if you're an aggravated felon, just sign a pledge promising you won't do it again. Or sign a pledge you've been here for 5 years and you can stay. But everybody knows the illegals have already lied to get here. They're already criminals. And so, and there's no vetting or checking on this. Now they claim, claiming it's educational, oh, if you claim you were here since you were 15, you could be 45, 56, it doesn't matter, then you're instantly legalized, and it says you can bring 12 family members within 1 year to the United States. So, they have also added a similar bill to the Farm Bill, H.R. 2419. See, what they're doing now is just hitting us with a bunch of torpedoes, hoping one of them hits. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Senate Amendment 2237 to the bill, sponsored by Senator Dick Durbin. Bush says he'll sign it. In the Dream Act, and talk about a pun, it's a nightmare act for the American people, which would grant amnesty to illegal aliens that have maintained continuous presence in the United States for 5 years and was not yet 16 years old upon entry. And it just says that they sign a pledge saying that was the case. No proof, no nothing, there you have it. And if you just type into Google, there's literally hundreds of articles on this, if you just type into Google the Dream Act, it will pop up. You can click on news or click on web, and you get different results for each one. I've got 8 different stories here and the bill. The end of this republic. Meanwhile, they say we've got to go have war with Iran to save America, but the borders are more open than ever. The same people destroying our sovereignty are the very ones launching these wars that destroy our good name and bankrupt our treasury. When we get back, I'm going to cover the unbelievable war news. We're on the very edge of war with Iran, and Greenspan now trying to demonize Bush, talk about Satan calling Beelzebub evil, and your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Folks, Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Okay, let's get into the war news. Alan Greenspan, who was Fed chairman for close to 20 years, has now come out with a new book where he says that Bush was horrible when it came to the economy and put us into all of this terrible debt, and that the war was done because Bush and the oil companies wanted the oil. Dick Cheney, part of PNAC, Project for New American Century, Zbigniew Brzezinski, founder of the Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor, and many others, and the Pentagon, War College, the Naval and Army and Marine, all the major war colleges, told us why. It was never widely distributed on the news, but they were quite honest. They always have their version for academics that's the truth or close to the truth, and then what they tell the public, who can't find Iraq on a map or know what a Shiite or a Sunni is. I mean, they know you're ill-informed. I'm here trying to inform you. I know a lot of you are more informed than I am, but generally the public's not informed. And that was that they wanted to break Iraq into three parts. This is the official plan. And then spread sectarian violence into Iran and Syria and bring down the whole region into third world status, and then actually reduce the amount of oil being pumped out, because so much oil has been found in Russia, so much oil has been found in Mexico, so much oil has been found in the North Sea, all over the world, that there is a glut of oil, too much oil, and they're trying to create artificial scarcity. Meanwhile, today, the Times of London has the head of Dutch Royal Shell saying, oh my gosh, peak oil, there's not enough oil, we're running out of oil, oil's going to go up to 160 a barrel. That's because they want to have unfair profits through a oligopoly. That's groups getting together and forming a monopoly. Well, we know 12 years ago the BBC and Greg Palast reported that they got the documents from Dutch Royal Shell where they created the peak oil fraud. So, again, they're running scams. They claim it's little environmentalists in Alaska blocking oil being pumped out. They just use them as their fronts to blame, ladies and gentlemen. The oil companies don't want that oil pumped out because, again, there's too much oil. We got the documents in 2000. AP did. During lawsuits, and it turned out these were documents from 95 and 96, the big five oil companies in the U.S., ExxonMobil, Chevron, list goes on and on. saying we need to buy up the 200-plus refineries that are privately owned and close them because there's too much oil. This will create a bottleneck. Again, it is not the little hippies up there in Alaska blocking the oil being pumped. They're used as the front. I want to explain this to you. Well, it's the same thing here. Greenspan has a lot more power than Bush ever did. Greenspan works directly for the private shareholders of the New York Federal Reserve that took over this country in 1913. Greenspan wrote books about it in the 1960s. In the 70s, it was republished in a book by Ayn Rand, a collection of essays titled Capitalism, the Unrealized Dream. Two essays written by Greenspan admitting the Federal Reserve is private and runs everything and is criminal. He was such a powerful economist in New York and hurting him and owning a gold brokerage firm that they came and bought him off. That's part of the record. Greenspan was like Alex Jones, okay? Except a top economist, not somebody with a drawl from Texas. Bottom line, I mean, I don't want to hear from you the Federal Reserve isn't private and run by offshore corporations and running scams. Alan Greenspan wrote a book saying it. The thing is a bestseller. It's at Barnes & Noble's. Capitalism, the Unrealized Dream. I don't want to hear it. I go off lawsuit documents, AP. I go off Dutch Royal Shell documents, BBC. I go after the actual people that are saying it and doing it. And I get mad because they're hurting our economy. They're hurting the average family out there. They're hurt. I mean, it's hard for me to fill up. I filled up today. There's plenty of oil. Well, now they're trying to put all the evils, and they do this at the end of every administration, just like they did with Clinton. Clinton's evil, didn't like him, exposed him, but he was a puppet. And it's like birdcage liner. That's my analogy. They're the bird inside the cage, they soil it, and then everything gets blamed on the birdcage, not the bird. They remove it, they blame everything on Bush, who is a horrible person, but still a puppet, and then they move on from there. And this is the Times of London, it's Reuters, it's all over the news. Alan Greenspan claims Iraq war was really for oil. America's elder statesman of finance, Alan Greenspan, has shaken the White House by declaring that the prime motive for the war in Iraq was oil. You actually read the PNAC documents. Oil was only one part of five major reasons. It was mainly about putting troops in Iraq to project power into Iran and Syria and to destabilize the region. And then secondarily, it was about oil, cutting off the oil supply so they could drive up prices. Remember what Saddam was in trouble for? Do yourself a favor. Don't believe me. Go to the UT library, or you're in Kansas City, go to your local library, and go to the microfiche and pull up, in the months before the invasion of Iraq, Washington Post, New York Times articles. I remember it. And I've gone and done this. I've gone and pulled the articles, and we've covered them on my television show here locally. We've covered them on the web. They went and said to Saddam, stop overpumping. You've driven oil prices down to 85, 90 cents a gallon of gas, and we don't appreciate this. You're overpumping. He said, I owe $30-plus billion to the U.S. alone for loans you gave me to attack Iran. I'm a good known CIA agent. You trained me when I was 18 years old. He publicly gave speeches. I'm pro-America. Why are you doing this to me? I'm not defending Saddam, folks. I'm giving you the history. They set him up because he was over-pumping. And then, of course, it's about hundreds of billions a year in no-bid weapons contracts, now up to $1.2 trillion in the last 4.5 years. That's official numbers. We currently have spent $1.2 trillion and growing. And of course, it was also about demonizing the U.S. worldwide to make the EU the new power center so they could play the good cop when the families that run the EU are the very same families that own our private Federal Reserve. So Greenspan's being hailed right now for coming out and attacking Bush. And I said it over and over again the last few years. When the central bankers, Bernanke and others, and Paul Volcker, former head of the Federal Reserve, was doing this 2 weeks ago, when they start coming out and putting all the blame on Bush and saying we're going to have a recession and it could be a depression, and when they start saying the subprime woes aren't our fault, and when they start posing as the saviors, when they engineer, they run the country, not the president. When this starts to happen, you get ready for really serious times. And I'm freaked out right now. They're doing it. The balloon is going up. And I am completely freaked out. That's all I can tell you. This is absolutely incredible. And other news, top experts who watch the developments towards war, say that they believe that it's a green light for war with Iran. Later in the next hour, I'm going to get into that. Israel blew apart Syrian nuclear cache, Times of London again. This is not news of the weird saying this. This is mainstream news, probably more disinfo, but we'll go over that for you later. There's also the bank run news I'm going to get to later, but right now, let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Mario in New York. He says he disagrees that I'm crazy. Mario, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to know, when does the exchange final cut coming out?
In the next few months, sir, but side issue. Okay, I want you to tell me how I'm crazy, how I'm wrong. What have I just said? Like I said, they've got a new bill about to pass for total amnesty. Am I a liar? Or I just said that Alan Greenspan is blaming Bush and saying it's all about oil when it isn't just about oil. Okay, what is it I'm saying that isn't true?
Well, where are these documents? Nobody's seen them.
Well, it sounds like you haven't looked for them. I just told you Associated Press in 2000 had several articles and links to the documents about the oil companies wanting to shut down 200-plus refineries in the U.S., saying in their own documents, in an antitrust suit, saying that they wanted to reduce supply. So hold on. Just because you're ignorant. And just because you haven't tried to look for them, you just call in and say, where are these documents? They're on PrisonPlanet.com.
They've been engaging in corruption like this for years, but it's never come to fruition.
Oh, so now they've been corrupt for a long time, but, I mean, listen, you can hardly talk. And all you people that disagree with me are like you. I mean, you don't know anything. You're like one-fifth of Americans who can't find the U.S. on a map. Listen here, punk. All I do is research. I know what I'm talking about. I'm here warning you. Do you understand me? You shut your little punk mouth. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-400-8. 888-229-7758.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money.
Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I rarely blow up at somebody who disagrees. In fact, we disagree to go to the head of the line like Mario did. But, I mean, he's a complete moron. He calls in and says, I'm basically not telling the truth about stuff. Then he goes, corruption's always been there. Yeah, and it comes to a head and you get a Hitler or a Stalin or a Mao. Look, we're losing our freedoms here, and I'm upset about it. Hey, but he's not as bad as some people. This guy is a little fake conservative. I like Ronald Reagan in many ways. And it's a shame people like this guy, you know, did photography for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. as well. He writes little articles for the neocons, and he put up on YouTube that I should be arrested for treason and fried. So I should be killed. No, I'm a real conservative. I studied the documents. I know that most terrorism is government-sponsored and inside job. I know the people running our country want to bring in a new world order, and they said they want to. Okay, I'm defending the Republic. I'm upset about what's happening. And all over the place, top national talk show hosts have called for my arrest. They've said I need to go to a concentration camp. Michelle Malkin has said people who disagree with the government should go to a concentration camp. It is so un-American to then claim we're in a time of war. And so because Lincoln arrested people, Alex Jones should be arrested. It's incredible. And that's the argument they're pushing, and that's there have been a bunch of news articles about neocons pushing this and wanting this and saying this. Let's just go ahead and play about 30 seconds of this creature. Here it is.
Hi, Gordon Bloyer here. Hey, it's September 11th. It's time to remember when two planes went into the towers in New York City, when one plane went into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and one plane went down in Pennsylvania. The fact is, these things did happen as you saw them on television. There was no conspiracy. There is no bombs placed in the World Trade Center. The facts are clear. There are no unanswered questions. There is no conspiracy. People who are out there lying, like Alex Jones, are undermining our efforts to fight these terrorists. They are committing treason. When you lie in a time of war, you are committing treason. Remember, friends, there is a lie is not a point of view, and it's not an opinion. It's just a lie. And a lie in a time of war is treason. It's giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It's time for Alex Jones to be arrested for treason and tried in a jury of his peers. We need to prosecute these nutcases. They are an enemy to the United States of America. That's what we need to do. Try them for treason.
You little soft blowhard, you fake conservative. The people that have introduced Senate Amendment 2237 for total complete amnesty of 30 million illegal aliens who can then bring 12 family members apiece. What is 12 times 30 million? That's more than 300 million. That's more than's already here. There's 6.5 billion people. They all want to come here. This is admittedly to bring in the North American Union. We have the official documents, and neocons are all over talk radio denying it exists. And I'm just here desperate. I mean, I remember 3 weeks ago we learned that continuity of government had been handed over to the UN. First Bush takes it away from Congress, then he gives it to the UN, and it's declassified. And then we got people like this, because I'm here exposing government-sponsored terrorism. Hey, buddy, I was saying 12 years ago, Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It's now completely declassified. The LBJ tapes of him on the phone from the ranch in Johnson City up to McNamara in D.C. about how they were going to stage it are released. It's on C-SPAN. The Israelis just declassified, but they staged that hostage crisis with Idi Amin. That's Jerusalem Post. It's incredible. And what do the Pentagon documents say? They say we're going to, P2OG is the name of the whole Pentagon office, $6 billion a year. They say we're going to go into Iraq, we're going to blow the place to bits, we're going to destabilize it, and then it's going to create real terrorists, which we want, to then spread the crisis. That's a Pentagon document. P, letter P, number 2, O, G. It's real easy. Google it. AP, Reuters, UPI. 5 years ago, year and a half before the invasion. I don't know, 2002. How long ago was that? Almost 5 years ago. You know what? Play the CNN clip. Now, literally, I have like 30 or 40 of these. I haven't counted them up. I've got the cops on local TV in New York saying liquid steel melting and rolling. And Jeffield doesn't do that, folks. I have the firefighters, police, emergency workers, EMTs, military people saying they were told to get back from Building 7. The 47-story building, that the government was going to blow it up. And the owner goes on PBS and says, yeah, we gave the order to pull it, gave the order and watch it come down, demolition term. And the next they cut to the demolitions expert going, yeah, pull it means we blew it up.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
All right. Now, what did you just hear? You heard CNN with two cops on tape, 200 yards in front of Building 7, saying, get back, keep your eye on that building. They're about to blow it up. It's about to come down. They're about to blow it up. Cops on video. Now, we didn't just stop there. We went and interviewed the cops. I was just in New York. Guess what I did? And we interviewed the EMTs. And we have a big, let me see here, how many pages? 7-page article with video and audio links to all the people we interviewed because they tell you about the 20-second countdown. I'm just supposed to ignore that. That Building 7's down the street, but it's got the CIA and FBI based in it. That now the deputy head of New York Emergency Management has gone on record and interviewed for the Loose Change Final Cut, and he says that they blew it up. Oh, and then I interviewed an Air Force EMT who responded, who was there, Kevin McPadden. And we've got the video of that. I wonder if we have audio time to play that. We'll probably play it next hour. I want to get to some calls right now. And he was saying, yeah, they were there, and the Red Cross was relaying with the heads of the fire department, and the firemen were all getting upset, saying, what's going on, what's going on? And they uncovered the radio, and it was going, 3, 2, 1. And they'd already heard there was a countdown. They already heard they were going to be bringing it down a few minutes before. And then all of a sudden, the Red Cross head screams, run for your lives. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And the ground shook. And then Building 7 came down. Play those cops one more time. These are police videos saying, get back. They're bringing the building down. They're going to blow it up. Here are the cops.
And it's over. It's coming down. Building is about to blow up. Move it back. All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
Now, let me give you a little news flash, folks. I had opportunities 7, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, to go do big national radio shows and be a fake neocon. And I said no. And believe me, living in a big fancy house and driving around in nice cars and living in L.A. or New York wouldn't be against my fancy. But I didn't do it. Okay? And I get to have little scumbags like Bloyer saying I should be arrested and fried, executed, because I talk about this. My gosh, I mean, I've got all these cops and all these firemen and EMTs and emergency workers. We could play the clips all day saying, yeah, they told us they were going to blow it up and had a countdown. We were asking, how did you get bombs in the building? It takes weeks to... They tried to blow up the Intel building here in Austin for 2 months, wired it, and it didn't fall. In fact, one-tenth of buildings do not fall when they try to blow them. Type in demolition fails, Google video. You'll see sports stadiums, skyscrapers, Las Vegas stuff that doesn't fall. Not beautiful, in its footprint, 47-story building. Then they ask, well, why'd they blow it up? I don't know why they blew it up. The point is they blew it up. The point is the official story is a lie and a fraud. You think it's fun to be Alex Jones? You think it's fun to have all the eyes on you? You think it's fun to be fighting the new war at this level? I'm in this too deep, folks. I'm the past the point of return a long time ago. I do this because somebody's got to fight this evil. I mean, it isn't my opinion that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and gave him the detonators. And I know conservatives listening, well, that might be okay because Clinton ran that. No, it isn't about partisanship. The feds orchestrated and provocateured the first attack. And they did the same thing with 9/11. And just because you say it isn't so doesn't make me wrong. You better check out my claims. All right, I know I haven't gotten a lot of your calls. Burton, Justin, Antonio, Paul, Isaac, Derek. Everybody, your calls are coming up. Also, a harrowing tale of somebody once they got grabbed by the federal marshals for being a reporter, for engaging in the First Amendment. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr.